Giants fans, check out the 2015 Big Blue Draft Day Fan Fest on Saturday, May 2nd at MetLife Stadium. Go to giants.com/draftparty to purchase your tickets today.
Welcome back to Giants.com. It is mock draft season with the NFL draft coming away at the end of April, so let's do another. This time we hear from Paul Dottino, covers the Giants for WFN, of course, all things New York Giants media. I am John Schmelken. Paul, we have set up the board here, and as always, we're giving you the worst-case scenario. Only one quarterback off the board, Jameis Winston, number one to the Bucs. The two top wide receivers, Amari Cooper and Kevin White, they've been taken, as have two defensive linemen, Leonard Williams and Dante Fowler Jr., all that expected. Now, this is where it gets a little bit difficult. Brandon Scherff off the board to the Jets, and then there's Vic Beasley, Randy Gregory, they're gone as well. What do you think of the top eight?
Well, I could see why you would put these guys here, because you're trying to give me a hard time. I mean, let's face it. Everybody knows that Brandon Scherff is my pick for the Giants in terms of a value and need fit at number nine, but he has now been taken by gangrene right across the hall here with the Jets. So that in itself causes me quite a conundrum. But nonetheless, I do have some other guys that we can talk about, John. I do understand why some of these guys will be placed where they are. I still think there's a potential big trade that's going to happen in the top 10 that's going to really throw everything out of whack.
No question about it. All right. Safe to say, I don't think Paul Dottino wants to take a quarterback with the Giants' first-round pick, correct? All right, so we're going to put the little X near Marcus Mariota. Now, I have four offensive linemen here for you, three guys that I consider tackles, and then Lael Collins at LSU is someone that's a tackle by trade, but some people think he could swing into guard.
Well, John, you know, when you're looking at these O-linemen, it's very clear to me that the top guy on this board would be Collins, because I think next to Scherff, he is the second best offensive tackle in this draft. He can also play guard. Big, powerful, strong guy coming out of LSU. I really like him a lot. So he would be my guy if I went O-lineman.
Now, one other offensive player left we could talk about. The two top wide receivers gone in Cooper and White. But Devontae Parker, most people consider him the third best wide receiver out of Louisville. Right. Had a foot injury last year, missed the first six games, but then averaged more than 150 yards per game when he came back.
All right, you mentioned the injury, which of course has to be a yellow flag. The other thing is, too, not a good run blocker for a wide receiver. Now, we all know Tom Coughlin wants his receivers to run block. Well, guess what? Mr. Parker, you don't run block real well. That doesn't make you a good fit for the Giants. Off the board.
Off the board. Now, let's go to defense. We'll start on the defensive line at defensive tackle. Three players that all should be off the board in the first round are still there for the Giants. Danny Shelton, the big nose tackle out of Washington. Malcolm Brown, more of a three technique out of Texas. And then Arik Armstead, the 6'9 behemoth out of Oregon.
Yeah, now this is a very, very interesting cluster of folks right here. To me, I would take Shelton, the highest rated of these defensive tackles. The big guy, the run stopper, Giants had trouble stopping the run. Shelton would be the one I would consider.
All right, so we're going to put a question mark there. We'll take out Malcolm Brown. We'll take out Arik Armstead. Pass rushers. We've seen a few go off the board already in the mock draft where we have it set up. Now, let's take a look. Bud Dupree, one of the few guys that many believe can be a hand in the dirt, 4-3 defensive end in this draft, over 260 pounds. Then you have Shane Ray. Now, most people, Paul, would probably consider him the highest rated player if you go by draft analysts left on the board. Your thoughts on these two guys?
Dupree, I don't see him as a dominant pass rusher. And I think if you're going to take somebody this high, he better be a dominant pass rusher from the very get-go. Cross him off. Look, Shane Ray, what can you say about him? Explosive, fast, quick, gets to the quarterback. To be honest with you, John, I'm worried about his length, because this is the kind of guy who he's got a quick move, he's got one move, he doesn't have a lot of power, and he doesn't have a lot of length.
14 and a half sacks in his 1 year starting at Missouri.
I get it.
A lot of production.
I get it.
Let's go to the secondary now, Paul. A lot of people think safety's a need for the Giants. And then, of course, Trey Waynes, the top corner on the board out of Michigan State.
Okay. Very interesting here, because Landon Collins, to me, has no business being this high. Now, a lot of people talk about him because, A, he is the highest rated safety in the draft, and, B, there's clearly a need there. So I get why he's on this board, not on my board at nine. I can't do it.
How about Trey Waynes?
Now we're talking about a very interesting pick, because this guy is by far the best cover corner in this draft. Really good player out of Michigan State. Like him very much. The only thing he does, he's touchy-feely, John. He's touchy-feely. Draws a lot of penalties. Got to be more disciplined.
I'm going to throw a flag on you if you put your hands on me again. So here we go. So we got Waynes as a possibility. We have Shelton as a possibility. We got Collins as a possibility. Paul, where are you going with the Giants pick?
Trey Waynes, and the reason I'm doing that is very simple. I think the value is certainly there. The other thing is, DRC coming off of injuries. You got Princeton Mukamara, 1 year left on his contract. Who's the third corner right now? Probably McBride, coming off of an injury. You need at least three.
There you have it. Paul Dottino, Trey Waynes, cornerback out of Michigan State. Very physical corner, plays that bump and run style that Steve Spagnuolo loves. He'll fit right in with Big Blue. Paul, great stuff. Appreciate the time.
Good to see you, John.
That's Paul Dottino's mock draft on Giants.com. Thanks for joining us. Continue checking out Giants.com for continuing coverage throughout the NFL draft through the end of April and the beginning of May.
Giants fans, check out the 2015 Big Blue Draft Day Fan Fest on Saturday, May 2nd at MetLife Stadium. Enjoy family-friendly field activities, locker room tours, special meet-and-greet opportunities with current Giants players and alumni, plus much, much more. To purchase your tickets, go to Giants.com/draftparty.
This